Good evening.
大家晚上好。
It is such a joy for me to be here tonight.
啊，我非常高兴在这里和大家今天晚上和大家一起来敬拜主。
And as I look out, I see many of my friends.
当我往下面看的时候，有很多的朋友，我的朋友坐在当中。
And many familiar faces.
啊，有很多的啊。面孔也很，我也很熟悉。
I think it was 1 year ago that I was here on Christmas.
啊，我记得去年的啊圣诞节，我也站在这里。
And as our brother was sharing earlier, he mentioned Jesus' death several times.
啊，我刚才啊对啊讲分享的时候，我们讲到说耶稣基督我们的罪死了。
And that we were here to celebrate Jesus' death.
啊，我们在这里来纪念也。来庆祝主耶稣的死。
And I thought this was Christmas.
啊，所以我就在想说，哦，这是啊圣诞节。
And we are here to celebrate Jesus' birth.
我们在这里来庆祝的是耶稣基督的诞生。
But you see, this is the message that God brought us.
可是你看到这是神要带给我们的信息。
That Jesus was born to die.
主耶稣生他的目的就是为了在十字架上为我们受死。
That God had in his mind from the very beginning when Jesus was born that one day he would die for our sin.
主耶稣诞生的那一刻神就在他然后已经有一个计划他在这要在十字架上为我们受死。
This was God's eternal plan.
这是神永恒的计划。
And this is the plan we want to talk about tonight.
啊，这也是今天晚上我们要所要讲的。
Now, I must first say that I grew up in Michigan.
我要跟大家讲，我是在密兹安州出生的。
In the northern part of the United States.
在美出生于美国的北部。
And we would always pray for a white Christmas.
我们一直在为一个白色的圣诞节祷告。
And today you are here in short sleeve shirts.
你们今天来都是穿着短袖来的。
It is 83 degrees outside.
外面有83度。
This cannot be Christmas.
好像不是圣诞节的季节。
This seems like summertime in Tallahassee.
好像塔拉哈西的夏季。
The passage that I wanted to start with tonight is in Isaiah 55.
今天晚上我要开始和大家分享的信息首先一段经节来自于以赛亚书的55章。
And Isaiah lived 700 years before Jesus.
以赛亚他出生他生活在主耶稣道成肉身之前的700年左右。
He was a great prophet who spoke of the coming of a savior.
他是一个伟大的先知他预言主耶稣基督的到来。
But I wanted to look at a short passage that you might think, how does this relate to Christmas?
我要和大家分享一段信息，你们来思想这一段章节是怎样和圣诞联系在一起的。
And so I wanted to read Isaiah 55:6 through 9.
我要读的章节在以赛亚书的55章第六节到第九节。
Verses 6 and 7 say this, Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God for he will freely pardon.
以赛亚书55章6节7节讲到说当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他相近的时候求告他恶人当离弃自己的道路不义的人当除掉自己的意念归向耶和华耶和华必怜悯他当归向我们的神因为神必广行赦免
And then verses 8 and 9 say For my thoughts are not your thoughts Neither are your ways my ways declares the Lord As the heavens are higher than the earth So are my ways higher than your ways And my thoughts than your thoughts
第八节第九节讲到说耶和华说我的意念非同你们的意念我的道路非同你们的道路天怎样高过地照样我的道路高过你们的道路我的意念高过你们的意念
I wanted to look first at verses 6 and 7 and talk about this invitation to salvation
我想开始我们谈一下第六节和第七节讲到这个救赎之约
The prophet says, seek the Lord while he may be found.
这里先知告诉我们说，我们要寻找耶和华，在我们当可寻找的时候，我们当寻找他。
He tells us to call on him.
他先知告诉我们，我们要呼求耶和华。
He says, let the wicked forsake his way.
这里面讲到说，不义的人，你们要离弃你们的不义的行为。
Let the evil man forsake his evil thoughts.
你们恶人当离弃自己的道路。
And then he says, let him turn to the Lord.
你们要归向耶和华。
God's invitation, come and know me.
这是神的邀请，说神说你来，来认识我。
Come and find God while he is near.
你来，来寻求神，当神在你身边的时候。
And we sang these songs tonight.
今天晚上我们唱了这些圣诗。
Saying, God, you are great.
我们讲到说，神你真伟大。
There is no one like you.
没有人像你。
And when we look at creation around us, we can say, there is no one like our God.
当你看到这我们周围的一切创造，你就知道没有人能像我们的神一样。
No one like our God who has made all of these things.
没有人能像神一样来创造这一切。
But when we think about salvation,
可是当我们想到救赎的时候，
when we think about forgiveness,
当我们想到宽恕的饶恕的时候，
we too can say, God, there is no God who forgives like you.
我们同样也可以讲，我们的神没有别神能够像你这样宽恕。
So Isaiah says, "Come and seek this God."
所以以赛亚说，你们来寻找这位神。
He is very near you tonight.
今天晚上神离你不远。
He wants friendship with you.
神要与你建立友谊。
He wants to forgive you for everything you've ever done.
他愿意赦免你一切的罪过。
This is the good news of Jesus.
这就是关于耶稣基督的好消息。
God's full forgiveness for everything we've ever done.
神对我们所做的一切，他有一个完全的赦免。
And this forgiveness came in the form of a baby.
这个赦免来自于有一个婴孩的形式出现在我们当中。
The Bible says that this invisible God, which we cannot see,
圣经告诉我们这一个看不见的神，我们肉眼看不见的神
，became a man and lived among us.
他道成肉身，成为一个人的模样，生活在我们当中。
And we must say, amazing.
我们可以说是。多么奇妙的事情。
How can this be?
怎么可能发生？
And then we read of this unpredictable way of salvation.
所以我们看到这是一个我们没有办法想象到的神为我们设计出来的救恩之路。
Look at verses 8 and 9 again.
我们看第八节和第九节。
Isaiah says, my thoughts, this is God speaking, for my thoughts,are not your thoughts.
这是神在对我们讲，神说我的意念非同你们的意念。
And neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
神也说我的道路非同你们的道路。
See, when God thinks about how he will save us, he says, I will do it in a way you have never even thought of.
神告诉我们说，当我在寻求一条救赎你们的道路的时候，这条道路是你们从来没有想到过的。
And we must think about Isaiah when he was speaking, and they were waiting for the coming of a savior.
我们看到当以赛亚这样以赛亚这样讲，人们都在等待这个弥赛亚的来临。
And they must have thought, how will he save us?
他们都一定在想说，以赛亚来临的时候，他将怎样来救赎我们呢
？So we turn ahead in our Bibles to the Gospel of Luke.
所以我们可以把圣经打开，翻到福音书路加福音。
And as we turn the pages, we go forward 700 years.
当我们从以赛亚书翻到路加福音的时候， 我们是看到人类的历史已经行进了七百年。
And the people have been waiting for this Savior.
这七百年，人们一直在等待以赛亚的降临。
How will God make a way for man to be forgiven?
神要设计怎样一条道路，使我们能够得赦免呢？
And Luke tells us not a story, but history.
路加福音告诉我们的不是一个故事，而是一段实在发生过的历史。
He records for us like any great historian would record the facts.
他记载的是像是所有任何一切历史著名历史学家所记载的历史事实。
In the very first verses of Luke, we don't have it written here, but he talks about being a historian and gathering these facts.
我们在路加福音开始的时候，路加以一个历史学家的角度来讲述这段历史。
And he tells us of how God came and spoke to a young girl.
他讲到说神怎样对一个年轻的女孩子说话。
You know her name.
你知道她的名字。
Her name was Mary.
她的名字叫玛利亚。
And God came and spoke to her and said, "You will bear a child."
神对玛利亚说你要生一个孩子。
And this birth will be a miracle birth.
这个孩子是是一个奇迹。
For the Bible says Mary had never been with a man.
因为圣经告诉我们说玛利亚还是处女。
And this baby that was in her was born of God.
这个她腹中的孩子是从神那里来的。
A miracle birth.
这是一个神显神迹的出生。
And so we are told this in the early part of Luke chapter 2.
我们看到路加福音第二章的前半部分讲的就是这些。
We are told that the angel told her to name him Jesus.
我们也看到说天使告诉玛利亚说你要给这个孩子起名字叫耶稣。
She was to call him Jesus because he would save the people from their sin.
她要给他起名叫耶稣，因为她要把人们从罪恶中拯救出来。
And then in Luke.Chapter 2, verse 8, we hear some more of the history.
所以在路加福音二章八节，我们看到历史更多的在我们面前展现。
Let's read it a piece at a time, first in English, then in Chinese.
那我们一段一段来读，先是用英文读，然后用中文读。
Verses 8 and 9. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
路加福音二章八节九节说，在伯利恒之旷野有牧羊的人，夜间按照更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid."I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
第十节讲，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
Verses 11 and 12, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger.
十节、十一节、十二节说，今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth, peace to men on whom His favor rests."
忽然有一大队天兵同那天使。赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Verse 15 says, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
第十五节讲到众天使离开他们升天去了，牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去。看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。
Verse 16 says, So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。
Verses 17 and 18 say, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
16节啊，十七节、十八节，竟然看见，就把天使论着孩子的话传开了。凡听见的，就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。
This is the history.
这是啊，实在发生的历史。
God had come and told this young woman that she would bear a child.
啊，天使对玛利亚说，你要生一个孩子。
But then the history tells us that he wanted to announce this to poor shepherds.
我们看到神要把这样一个消息向田野那些穷苦的牧羊人来宣告。
We know that later the history tells us that wise men or kings came to see Jesus.
我们知道从后来啊，我们从福音书看到啊，那些博士、那些国王也来寻求耶稣。
But here we are told, shepherds are told about him.
在这里，我们看到这些好消息是先向田野的牧羊人来宣告。
Common people
是一些普普通通的人。
Ordinary people
非常普通的平民百姓。
People like you and me
啊，就像你我一样。
And when they saw these angels and heard this, the scripture tells us they were terrified.
当他们看到天使，当他们听到这个消息的时候，他们甚是惧怕。
For they understood they were in the presence of something supernatural.
因为他们知道说一个超自然的存在临到他们。
And the angel said to them, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you."
可是那些天使告诉说，今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，一个婴孩是为你们而生的。
This baby, he said to the shepherds, is for you.
天使告诉这些牧羊人说，这个婴孩是为你们而生的。
And they told the shepherds, he is the Christ, the Lord.
他们告诉啊这些牧羊人说，所生的婴孩就是主救主耶稣基督。
They had been waiting.
这是他们一直在等待的。
Waiting for this salvation to come.
就一直等待这个救赎的到来。
But I doubt that they thought that they would find this salvation in the form of a baby in a manger.
但是他们可能从来都没有想到这个救赎主，这个弥赛亚会以一个婴孩的形式出现在他们面前，而且是出现在马槽里。
And so they rushed into Bethlehem to see him.
所以他们就快快地跑到伯利恒去看这个婴孩。
And there he was, just as they had been told.
他们到了伯利恒就看到这个婴孩，就像他们啊被告知的。
A baby wrapped in strips of cloth.
啊，这一个婴孩啊包着布。
Laid in a feed trough.
啊，被放在那个马槽里面。
In a place where animals were to eat.
这一个动物吃草的地方。
And it says in verse 17, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this baby.
这第十七节说，他们看到了，就把天使对他们讲的话传播开来。
They went everywhere.
他们把这个话就传播出去。
Our salvation has come, they told their friends.
他们告诉他们的朋友说，我们的救赎主来了。
And then verse 18 says this, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said.
十八节讲说，凡听见的就诧异牧羊人对他们所说的。
They were amazed.
他们觉得这是一件非常奇妙的事情。
Most of you know when Luke wrote his history, he did not write in English.
我们都知道，当路加在写路加福音的时候，他写的不是用不是用英文写的。
He did not write in Chinese.
他也不是用中文写的。
He wrote in the Greek language.
他是用希腊文写的。
A very specific language.
希腊文是一个非常独特的语言。
And when he wrote the history and said the people were amazed, he used a specific word.
当他在这里面用这个奇妙这个字的时候，他是用诧异或者奇妙，是用了一个非常独特的语言。
The Greek word he used was the word thaumazu.
这一个希腊语，它的发音叫 thaumazu.
It's a very difficult word to translate.
它是一个非常难以翻译的一个言语。
It's both a word that describes.Wonder.
他这个词表示说，我在思考。
Surprise.
非常的令人吃惊。
But also deep thinking.
而且还包括着说我进入深入的思考。
When they heard this, they were thaumazu.
当他们听到这个词thaumazu.
And so the idea here is.They must have been thinking.
所以当他们听到这个词的时候，他们就在他们头脑中就在思想。
God's ways are not my ways.
他们就会思想说，神的道路非同我的道路。
God's thoughts are not my thoughts.
神的意念非同我的意念。
For the Bible says they were amazed.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，这是非常奇妙，他们就觉得非常的诧异。
The history records through Luke's gospel that Jesus grew up just like any baby would grow up.
路加福音告诉我们说，主耶稣他成长的道路就和我们平常人成长的道路一样。
It says in Luke 2:52.
他在路加福音第二章的五十二节。
That Jesus grew up in wisdom.
这里边五十二节里边讲到说，主耶稣他在智慧里边的成长。
He grew up intellectually.
他在智慧，他的智慧和他的身量一起成长。
He grew up physically in stature.
他不管是从他的肉体的生长，还有他智慧的生长，他和我们一样。
In wisdom, in stature, he grew up in favor with God.
他成长成一个神所喜悦的样子。
Jesus grew up spiritually.
神他在灵里面逐渐的成熟。
And then it says he grew up in favor with man.
他也他成长起来，所得神的喜悦，也同样得人的喜悦。
He grew up socially.
他也知耶稣基督他要和人来怎么样打交道。
This little baby was just like us.
这样，这一个婴孩就像我们一样。
Yet the Bible says he was the God-Man.
可是圣经告诉我们，他是完全的神，也是完全的人，也是完全的神。
That he never sinned.
他从来没有犯罪。
And the Bible says this God-Man was hung on a Roman cross.
圣经也告诉我们，这位完全的人，完全的神，他在十字架上
And that when he was dying on that cross,
当他在十字架上受死的时候
he was taking the punishment that you and I deserve.
他承受了你我所当受的惩罚
so that we could be forgiven for everything we've ever done.
所以我们才能够被神所赦免我们一切所做的
That is why he had been born.
这是耶稣基督他降生的目的。
The reason he died is that we might be forgiven.
他死的目的，因为耶稣基督的死，所以我们的罪才能够被赦免。
Christmas tells us that Jesus came to die.
圣诞节就是告诉我们说，主耶稣基督他降生，他是为了要在十字架上为我们受死。
And we sing Amazing Grace.
我们刚才唱到奇异恩典。
Because we too are thaumazo.
我们看到说这是啊，就讲到这个希腊词 thaumazo， 这是非常奇异的事情。
How can this be?
这件事情怎么可能发生？
How can it be that I should gain?
怎么本来是我们应该啊当接受的惩罚的？
How can it be that God would love me, that He would come to die for me?
神怎么可能为我的罪受死？
How can it be that He would be the sacrifice for my sin?
神怎么可能为我的罪成为牺牲？
Amazing.
这是非常奇妙的事情。
Thaumazo.
Thaumazo.
But then Luke tells us some more history.
我们还会看到路加福音，路加继续告诉我们
And this history,
已经发生的历史。
This history is recorded at the end of his gospel.
这段历史记载在路加福音的结尾部分。
The Bible says that after Jesus had been in the tomb for 3 days, that he came back to life.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣基督在坟墓里边三天以后，他从死里复活。
That this baby who had been born, who came, grew, and died, had now come back from the dead.
这一个婴孩，他成长，他在十字架上我们舍命，他三天以后，他从死里复活了。
The Bible tells us in different places that this Jesus who was alive appeared to over 500 people.
圣经福音书里面告诉我们，耶稣基督从死里复活，先后向500人显现。
This was not a story; it was history.
这不是一个故事，这是真真实实发生过的历史事实。
And then look with me here at the end of Luke 24, and let's read what it says about this history.
让我们来看路加福音结尾这一段，来看说这历史是怎样记载的。
Verse 36 starts another account of when Jesus was seen by his disciples.
这里边是讲到说，这是另一个情形，主耶稣向他的门徒显现。
Verse 36 says this: While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you."
24:36说，正说话。正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中，说：“愿你们平安。”
This Jesus had come back to life, and he was in their presence.
主耶稣从死里复活，那么在他们出现在他们当中。
Verse 37 says, "They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost."
37节讲到说，他们却惊慌害怕，以为所看见的是魂。
Verse 38 and 39 say, "He said to them." Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your mind? Look at my hands and look at my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have.
38节、39节，耶稣说，你们为什么愁烦？为什么心里起疑念呢？你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道实在是我了。摸我看看。魂无骨无肉，你们看，我是有的。
In verse 40 says, and when he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet.
四十节说，耶稣说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。
Why would he show his hands and feet?
为什么耶稣要把他的手脚给他们给门徒看
？Because they had driven nails through his hands.
因为这是一个钉痕手，他们有钉子耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，钉子穿过他的手。
On the cross, they would put one foot on top of the other and drive a nail through his feet.
在十字架上，他们把耶稣的两脚放在一起，用一个钉子把它穿起来。
He says, "I am alive, and yet here are my scars."
主耶稣对他的门徒就说：“我从死里复活了，看我钉痕的手。”
He had come back to life.
他从死里复活了。
And they were seeing him.
他的门徒看到死里复活的耶稣。
This was not a story.
这不是一个故事。
It was history.
这是实实在在发生的历史事实。
Verse 41. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement.
41节讲说他们正喜得不敢信并且稀奇。
He asked them, Do you have anything to eat?
主耶稣啊就说你们这里有什么吃的没有?
I think they looked at each other and said, 你吃了吗?
我想他们在问说你有没有吃饭?
Why would he want something to eat?
他为什么要吃饭吃东西呢?
To show them he was bodily alive.
他要向门徒要告诉门徒他真的是从死里复活了。
But look at 41 again. While they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement.
对41节说他们喜得不敢信并且稀奇。
Do you know the Greek word for amazement?
你知道希腊文啊这个稀奇的字吗?
Thaumazo.
就是刚才所讲的 Thaumazo 这个词。稀奇。
They were surprised.
他们非常的啊感到非常的吃惊。
They were thinking, how can this be?
他们在想说怎么可能会是这样。
Do you see the history?
你们看到这个历史。
They were amazed at his birth.
当他道成肉身的时候他们觉得非常的稀奇。
They must have been amazed at the way he died.
他们当主耶稣在十字架上为他们受死的时候他们也觉得稀奇。
We are told they were amazed that he was alive again.
当他从死里主耶稣从死里复活的时候他们也稀奇这件事的发生。
That's why Christmas is so special to us.
这是为什么圣诞节对我们来讲为如此独特。
We stand in amazement at what God has done.
我们实在稀奇神他所做成的工作。
I can remember my first memory as a young boy at Christmas.
我还记得我做当一个小孩子的时候我记得我所过的记忆里面的第一个圣诞节。
My family did not teach me about Jesus.
我的家庭没有教导我关于耶稣的事情。
But we had a Christmas tree.
但是我们有一个圣诞树。
And we had all the lights.
我们有很多这些装饰的灯。
And we would light candles around the house.
我们也在屋里面有很多的蜡烛点着了。
And I remember as a young boy, it was very quiet the night before Christmas.
我也记得当我很小的时候，我知道说那一个圣诞平安夜非常的安静。
I think I was maybe 7 or 8 years old.
我想那个时候大概7岁或者8岁的样子。
And I remember thinking, I don't understand what this is all about.
我记得我那个时候在想，我不明白这些东西。
I don't understand this message about Jesus.
我也不明白这些关于耶稣基督的信息。
But even then, I had in my heart a sense of amazement.
即使在那个时候，在我的内心深处，我也是觉得这真是奇妙的事情。
Some of you have been hearing for the first time about this Jesus.
在座的可能你是第一次听到关于耶稣基督的事情。
If this is your first Christmas in America, will you raise your hand?
如果这是你第一次在美国过圣诞节，可不可以举起你的手来？
Okay, thank you. Maybe 5 years ago, we had our first Christmas in China.
差不多五年以前，我们第一次在中国过圣诞节。
And many of our neighbors wondered, what is this Christmas about?
那时候我们的很多邻居，他们都很稀奇说，这个圣诞节是怎么回事？
Is it about a fat man with a red suit?
是不是一个关于一个很肥的人，他们穿了一个红的衣装？
The reason I say that is because our neighbor came and asked me a favor.
我记得我之所以这样讲，因为我的邻居来敲我的门，让我帮他一个忙。
Our apartment was right next to the elementary school.
我们的 同伴在一个小学里边。
And she knocked on the door and came to our apartment.
她过来来敲我们的门。
And when she came in, she said, "I have a favor to ask."
她我们开了门进来，她说我来要你们帮我一个忙。
We are celebrating Christmas at the elementary school.
讲到说我们在一个小学来纪念圣诞节。
And we want to know if you will be Santa Claus.
我们想知道你愿不愿意去做圣诞老人。
And I said, "Ho, ho, ho."
我讲 "ho, ho." 没，我不会。
There are many stories about Christmas.
关于圣诞节有许许多多的故事。
But we are only amazed at what Jesus did.
可是我们只稀奇主耶稣基督他所做成的。
Jesus wants to come into your life.
主耶稣要进，他想进入你的生命。
Jesus wants to forgive you.
主耶稣他愿意赦免你的罪。
The reason he can do that is because he became a man.
他能够做这样的理由是因为他道成肉身成为人的样式。
He died as a sacrifice for us.
他死在十字架上成为我们的赎罪羔羊。
He came back from the dead.
他从死里复活。
Proving that he was our savior.
他证明他是我们的救赎主。
And tonight he says, "You too can be forgiven."
今天晚上他对你说，你也可以一样被赦免。
That's what Christmas is about.
这是关于圣诞节的意义。
And each year we should be amazed at what God has done.
每一年我们都应该稀奇神他所做成的工作。
Let me pray. About this amazing grace.
让我们一起祷告为神他的奇异恩典。
We praise you, God, tonight that your ways are not our ways.
主啊，我们赞美你，在这个时刻，你的道路非同我们的道路。
That you think so far beyond what we could ever think.
主，你的你所思所想。远高于我们所思所想。
And this message of Christmas, we say and agree, it is amazing.
这关于圣诞的信息，主啊，我们实在看来是奇妙。
And this message of grace and forgiveness is even more amazing.
这关于主你的恩典和赦罪的信息，主啊，更加奇妙的事情。
And I pray tonight, God, if there are any here that need a Savior.
主啊，我在你面前祷告，我们今天晚上在这里，
that they,
有人需要你的救恩。
They too would say, "Jesus, come into my life."
他们也可以同样在你面前呼求说，神啊，
forgive me.
求你赦免我，求你进入我的生命。
Be my sacrifice.
成为我的牺牲。
For I turn from my evil ways.
所以我可以从我可以在你面前承认我的罪。
And I turn to follow you.
主啊，我就愿意转身来追寻你。
Thank you, Jesus, for your forgiveness.
谢谢主，谢谢主你的救赎。
Thank you for your amazing grace.
谢谢主你的奇异恩典。
In Jesus' name.
以圣子耶稣基督的名这样祷告。Amen.